Ready for IELTS, CD 1. Track 1, Unit 1. IELTS Listening, Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a clerk and someone applying to do volunteer work. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi, Charles Lewis speaking.
Hi, am I through to Mr. Lewis?
Yes, you are. How can I help you?
I'm phoning about the notice I saw saying that you're looking for helpers for the charity event being held next month.
The event is a charity event, so charity has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8.
Hi, Charles Lewis speaking.
Hi, am I through to Mr. Lewis?
Yes, you are. How can I help you?
I'm phoning about the notice I saw saying that you're looking for helpers for the charity event being held next month.
Yes, we are. We need a number of people. We need about 20 volunteers to help out as guides, ticket collectors, and to work on stalls, and some people to take charge of a range of children's events. The venue of the show will be Andrews Hall. I take it you're interested?
Yes, definitely. It says here the event will take place between Friday and Sunday on the 15th to the 17th of July. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. The event is open each day, Friday to Sunday, at 10 a.m. and runs until 8 p.m. every evening that it's open.
Okay. The times sound okay. Am I right in thinking you're only looking for part-time helpers?
Yes, that's right. We have lots of full-time volunteers, but we need part-time helpers to fill empty slots in the schedule.
I'd be interested in helping out part-time rather than doing the whole event anyway.
Yes, that's fine.
What do I have to do now?
I just need to take down a few details. Right. First of all, I need your name.
It's Andrea Davenport.
Is that D E?
No, it's D A V E N P O R T.
Davenport. Okay. And can I take some contact details?
Yes.
Let's start with your address.
It's 90 Fordenham Mansions. 62 Park Avenue.
Could you spell that for me?
It's F-O-R-D-E-N-H-A-M and then Mansions.
Okay.
62 Park Avenue and that's London SW1 4PQ.
And a contact telephone number?
My home number is 887-6451. I work in the afternoons, so the best time to ring is in the morning.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 9 and 10. Now listen and answer questions 9 and 10.
Right. That's all that done.
Do I need to come along for an interview or anything?
Yes, we're seeing people at the moment. Can you come next Saturday from 9 a.m. onwards?
Yes, that's fine.
Well, Andrea, do you have any more questions about the work?
Can I just ask if experience is necessary?
No, but it certainly helps. We're just looking for people who get on with others and who are independent. For example, we need people we can leave in charge on their own if nobody else is available.
I think I can do that. I like working with other people, but I am able to work on my own without anyone around.
That all sounds really very useful and the sort of thing we're looking for. And we also need people who are always on time.
I think I'm okay with that.
Fine. I'll send you an event pack with all the event details, address, application form, etc. to go through. You can bring the completed application form along with you on Saturday.
Okay.
I've got a slot at 9 a.m. for an interview.
That's fine.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.